Welcome to the February 17th, 2013 Armed American Radio National Broadcast. Before I get started, I want to say thank you to all of you across the country. We found out yesterday while we were live on the air that Armed American Radio is the second most listened to live radio broadcast in the nation when we are on live, and we couldn't have hit that milestone without you. We actually come in number two behind number one, Bill Cunningham. Bill's been on for many, many years. We look forward to knocking him off that perch and being the number one live listen to talk radio show while we're on the air live in the country very, very soon. Thank you so much for that. It means an awful lot to not only me and the producers, but all of the staff at Armed American Radio and all of our sponsors. Thank you so much. Support SecondAmendment.com. Make sure to head over there. Put your name on the list. We're getting close to 110,000. We want to get up to a million by April. Put your name on the list. The petition is your name. It is your hard copy signature that we will be delivering to Congress in April. Enjoy the broadcast. Thanks for making us the number two most listened to radio show in the country when we're on, and I'll see you on the radio.
Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio. Coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
Here we go for the State of the Union. I want you to hear this. We're going to play the State of the Union as it pertains to your right to keep and bear arms from Obama earlier this week. Then I'm going to rewrite it for you. Go ahead, Sean.
2 months since Newtown. I know this is not the first time this country has debated how to reduce gun violence. But this time is different. Overwhelming majorities of Americans, Americans who believe in the Second Amendment, have come together around common sense reform, like background checks that will make it harder for criminals to get their hands on a gun. Senators of both parties are working together on tough new laws to prevent anyone from buying guns for resale to criminals. Police chiefs are asking our help to get weapons of war and massive ammunition magazines off our streets because these police chiefs, they're tired of seeing their guys and gals being outgunned. Each of these proposals deserves a vote in Congress. If you want to vote no, that's your choice. But these proposals deserve a vote. Because in the 2 months since Newtown, more than 1,000 birthdays, graduations, anniversaries have been stolen from our lives by a bullet from a gun. More than 1,000. One of those we lost was a young girl named Hydea Pendleton. She was 15 years old. She loved Fig Newtons and lip gloss. She was a majorette. She was so good to her friends, they all thought they were her best friend. Just 3 weeks ago, she was here in Washington with her classmates, performing for her country at my inauguration. And a week later, she was shot and killed in a Chicago park after school, just a mile away from my house. Hydea's parents, Nate and Cleo, are in this chamber tonight, along with more than two dozen Americans whose lives have been torn apart by gun violence. They deserve a vote. They deserve a vote. Gabby Giffords deserves a vote. The families of Newtown deserve a vote. The families of Aurora deserve a vote. The families of Oak Creek and Tucson and Blacksburg and the countless other communities ripped open by gun violence, they deserve a simple vote. They deserve a simple vote. Our actions will not prevent every senseless act of violence in this country. In fact, no laws, no initiatives, no administrative acts will perfectly solve all the challenges I've outlined tonight. But we were never sent here to be perfect. We were sent here to make what difference we can to secure this nation, expand opportunity, uphold our ideals through the hard, often frustrating, but absolutely necessary work of self-government. We were sent here to look out for our fellow Americans the same way they look out for one another every single day, usually without fanfare, all across this country. We should follow their example. We should follow...
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Barack Obama at the State of the Union. Sean, are you with me?
Yes, I am.
All right, that was Barack Obama. Here's what he meant to say. Of course, what I've said tonight matters little. No, we must make it about the children. For in order for this lie to be effective, we must continue to exploit the death of children and utilize our friends in the mainstream media to help us accomplish this goal. Yes, as Democrats, we must tell the American public through our mouthpieces in the press that we must come together to protect our most precious resource, the children. It has been 2 months since Newtown, a tragedy whose timing and effectiveness we couldn't have scripted any better here in D.C. for political purposes. Now, I know this is not the first time my Democrat Party has lied about gun control by telling the American public that we are trying to reduce gun violence. And with the continued support of our liberal Democrat media machine, it won't be the last. No, in fact, this time is different. By continuing to refer to gun control as common sense reform and repeating the lie that overwhelming majorities of Americans who believe in the Second Amendment have come together around these so-called common sense reforms, we can be effective in convincing enough of the stupid, uninformed, uneducated, illegal, illiterate, and Obama phone voters who supported my campaign that background checks will make it harder for criminals to get their hands on a gun. Yes, because my supporters are low-information Americans, it will not be necessary to inform them that criminals don't care about background checks. Under my spell, all Democrats and two or three rhinos are working together on tough new laws to prevent anyone from buying guns. We have asked Democrat hack police chiefs appointed by Democrat mayors under my spell across this nation to assist us by utilizing our friends in the media to publicly ask for our help. They are doing an outstanding job regurgitating our lies. Yes, with our assistance, they are now referring to semi-automatic rifles as weapons of war and standard capacity magazines used safely by millions as massive ammunition magazines. Aware that my supporters feel rather than think, I can think of nothing more effective than bombarding them with visuals of uniformed police chiefs who do in fact have access to actual weapons of war, repeating the lie that they are being outgunned. Each of these lies deserves a vote in Congress. Where better to tell lies than here in these hallowed halls? If you want to vote no, that's your choice. But if you do, I will use my mainstream propaganda machine to destroy your reputation. Yes, these lies deserve a vote. Because in the 2 months since Newtown, more than 1,000 birthdays, graduations, and anniversaries have been stolen from our lives by a bullet from a gun fired by drug dealers, gangbangers, robbers, home invaders, jewelry store thieves, rogue police officers, and other violent criminals. One of those we lost was a young girl named Hydea Pendleton. She was 15 years old. She loved Fig Newtons and lip gloss. She was a majorette. She was so good to her friends, they all thought they were her best friend. Just 3 weeks ago, she was here in Washington with her classmates performing for her country at my inauguration, not Mitt Romney's. And a week later, she was shot and killed in a Chicago park after school, just a mile away from my house, by drug dealers and gangbangers. By intentionally failing to mention that point, we are able to fully exploit her tragic death for the purpose of pushing forth our political agenda and ultimate goal of ridding America of all guns. Hydea's parents, Nate and Cleo, are in this chamber tonight, along with more than two dozen Americans whose lives have been torn apart by gun violence committed by criminals. I'm glad they are here tonight allowing themselves to be exposed and exploited as political pawns. They deserve a vote. Gabby Gifford, shot in cold blood. Not by a law-abiding American, but by a mentally deranged lunatic. The families of Newtown, murdered in cold blood by a mentally deranged lunatic. Aurora, Oak Creek, Tucson, and countless other communities ripped open by gun violence perpetrated by lunatics and madmen. They deserve a simple vote. My fellow Americans, the state of our union, with the continued support of a mainstream media machine, my Democrat foot soldiers here in these halls, my many stupid and uninformed supporters, and those mayors and others under my spell, the state of our union remains a hotbed of suckers. Back after this.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The new Tax Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tax Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tax Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in .22 short, .22 long rifle, and .22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The .22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The night. We may not own it, but we control it through silence. From Allegiance Ammunition comes the Silent Strike, the world's only 223 subsonic round that fully functions the M4, the AR-15, and the HNK-416. No more having to single stroke your AR-15 when firing subsonic rounds. Allegiance Ammunition has created astonishing stealth and maximum performance in a silent package. Visit AllegianceAmmunition.com. That's AllegianceAmmunition.com.
The Ruger American Rifle. An American legend is born. The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. It features power bedding integral bedding blocks for outstanding accuracy, a Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger for a crisp and user-adjustable 3- to 5-pound trigger pull, a flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine for smooth, reliable feeding, and a 3-lug bolt with 70-degree throw for ample scope clearance and fast follow-up shots. The Ruger American Rifle. Another American-made product from Ruger.
Handguns Magazine calls it Pocket Thunder. The new CM40 from Carr Arms packs the powerful 40 Smith & Wesson in a firearm measuring only 4 inches tall and with a 3.1-inch barrel length. It weighs in at only 15.8 ounces. With a retail price of $517, the new CM40 from Carr Arms is Pocket Thunder indeed. To purchase the Carr Arms CM40, visit your local dealer or visit CarArms at KAHR.com.
With loyal followers coast to coast, we are your voice. This is Armed American Radio. Here again, Mark Walters.
A little bit of Joan Jett. Welcome back to the broadcast. Great to have you here. Thanks for joining me here on the Armed American Radio Network. Oh, that's good. That's good. Oh, we have a great show lined up for you. We'll do something a little different today. You know, David, first of all, Sean, welcome.
Thank you. I'm pleased to be here.
Did you like my rewrite?
I actually did like it. And
that's what he meant to say.
Yes. And you know what? I'm impressed.
Impressed with what?
You knew who Joan Jett was. No, your rewrite was really good. It made sense. Trust me.
And he left a lot out.
Yes.
Like the fact that the girl from the inauguration was killed by suspected gang members. He left that out. Not law-abiding citizens with a 30-round magazine.
Exactly.
No, they left that out. They left out the fact that every one of the killers he mentioned were deranged lunatics who everyone around them in their lives knew were deranged lunatics.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of them. He left that out. He left that out. We didn't, though.
No, I think your rewrite was perfect. I think that's what he was trying to relay to everybody.
You think that's what he was trying to relay to everybody?
I do. I think that's what he, in his gut, that's what he wanted to say.
Thanks for the laughter there. I knew you were being sarcastic.
Well.
The rest of this hour is a conversation with David Kodria. David is on the show as a regular contributor every week. And he's been in the roundtable for the last several months. And we haven't had an opportunity to bring David in to talk about one-on-one some of the controversial topics that are just, I'm just exploding.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about being a talk show host on this particular topic. I don't know where to begin. So it's good to have David Kodria with us today. I want to get his comments on my rewrite and see what he thinks about that. And he's on the line with us, Sean.
Yeah, he is.
David Kodria, Hudson, Ohio. How you doing, brother? Welcome to the show. Great to have you here. This is you know, we titled the Alan Corwin appearances, the Alan Corwin Experience. This is an intimate conversation with David Kodria. David, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Jeez, intimate.
Just hey, you and I having a one-on-one conversation.
In the background, would you there?
You want me to add some candlelight with that?
You know, Mark, I was... As Shanto was, I was impressed with the way that you went through it, particularly with the conviction that you did your rewrite on Barack Obama's speech, because you're right. It touched on a lot of different points that are common themes that the low-information Obama followers just aren't getting, and the wool is being pulled over their eyes. And what you see time and again You're right about the media cheerleading section. These are the people that Joe Biden calls legitimate media,
right,
and that, you know, I call authorized journalists. And it's funny, one of the things that I've been going through on my War on Guns blog is how often the media will parrot a talking point,
mm-hmm,
and then you can take that talking point and put it into Google and do a Google News search, and you'll just come up with 100 different news outlets, mm-hmm, that are using the exact same terminology. And, of course, when we talk about background checks and the need for background checks, the one point that nobody on the Obama administration seems to bring up is, well, gee whiz, you know who is immune from having to do background checks?
Mm-hmm.
Criminals, not just because they don't and not just because they don't want to, but the United States versus Haynes ruled that you cannot require a felon or prohibited person to incriminate themselves by answering background check questions or anything like that that may tend to incriminate them if they're trying to purchase a firearm, because otherwise that would violate their Fifth Amendment right. And the other thing that they're doing, and I just wrote about this, by the way, on davidkodria.com, is they're using people that say, I believe in the Second Amendment,
but,
and I'm for all this right. gun control.
All right, let's save that, because that's where we're at in Minnesota. I discussed a little bit of that last week. Obama didn't show up in Minnesota by accident.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of sportsmen and women in Minnesota. And I'm going to guarantee you here, and again, I hate to make predictions, but I'm going to guarantee you that as this campaign pushes forward, that you're going to see a lot of, well, not a lot, but the media will make it appear like a lot, because that's what they do. You're going to see a number of Minnesota sportsmen and women talking about how everything that Obama is proposing isn't going to affect his ability or her ability to hunt, as if somehow that's the purpose of the Second Amendment, which is exactly what you just were referring to. So let's kind of shelve that for just a second, David, and let's move over. Let's go back over to the State of the Union, and let's pick this apart piece by piece. A little bit of parody in there, of course. However, every bit of what I said, I meant. And that's exactly what he meant as well. Let's start with the children. It's always about the children, isn't it, David?
And you know what? I don't know anybody who loves their children more than parents who are responsible in protecting their children,
right,
taking the responsibility for protecting their children, taking the responsibility to teach their children firearm safety.
Okay. What does that make me to want to take the responsibility? Because I've oft said on this program, I don't understand you if you don't have the means or possess the means to protect your children. I don't get you. I don't understand you. That's your number one responsibility, is to protect your family. And I don't understand you or the man or woman who possesses no means to do so. So what does that make me? I believe that I care about my children more than someone who would possess no means to defend them. But it's always about the children. He goes, let's move down to the second comments. It has been 2 months since Newtown, a tragedy that I said, whose timing and effectiveness couldn't have been scripted any better here in Washington for political purposes. Why do I say that? Well, David, I say that, obviously, because Newtown is the catalyst that Washington and a number of other Democrats, and we're going to call this what it is, ladies and gentlemen, those of you who, you know, it is Democrats. It's the Democrat Party machine that is behind this, period. And a couple rhinos. But for the most part, it is the Democrat Party machine, David. Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right. And you can take any major bill and see who's behind it,
right,
and particularly at the state level when you talk about places like Minnesota or Wisconsin.
Yeah. And we need to start calling that out, Democrats. You're listening, you're gun owners. You're Democrats who own guns. You're not gun rights supporters. Don't be phony. Send me an email. I'll be more than happy to write another editorial column about it in my magazine. Make sure to pick up this month's column. You'll enjoy it. But it's the Democrats who are perpetrating this. And they are exploiting, without a doubt, the deaths in Newtown. And as I said on this program before, and I stand by what I said, someone in the bowels of the White House, and this makes me sick to my stomach, when this news broke on December 14th, 2012, grinned and made a phone call. Mr. President, there are 26 dead in Newtown. And this was the catalyst for enacting this massive supposed knee-jerk reaction. By the way, their proposals, which would have done nothing to have stopped Newtown. It's a big lie. When we come back, we'll go through the State of the Union with David Kodrey and get some comments from him, and then maybe play you another audio clip from Canada. Well, you'll love this one. Back after this on Armed American Radio, I'm Mark Walters.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? If you have dark circles under your eyes, bags, or puffiness, we're looking for you. Because right now, we're offering a risk-free trial of a fast-acting eye cream to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls now can try a risk-free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. We only have a limited supply of risk-free jars, so don't wait. For details, just call 1-800-487-9613. Lumitone makes dark circles less visible in seconds. Watch your dark circles fade from view like magic. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. This risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for details on this Lumitone risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-487-9613. That's 1-800-487-9613. Call 1-800-487-9613.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
You know, weekdays and holidays are for catching up on sleep, right? Well, wrong. According to a nationwide Sleep Number survey, more than half of adult Americans do not get more sleep on the weekends. What you really need is a better night's sleep every night, like the deep restorative sleep you get on a Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number is 95 to 100, and Mrs. Bennett's Sleep Number is, still confidential, privileged information. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual-air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firmness. Each side is adjustable, making it the perfect bed for couples. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Queen mattresses start at just $699. Right now, you can enjoy the lowest prices of the season on the bed that can change your life and sleeping habits. Save an incredible $300 to $1,000 on selected bed sets. Hurry, the sale ends July 8th. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again, 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
Oh.
This is Armed American Radio. We are your voice. Hear previous broadcasts of Armed American Radio and join the blog discussion at armedamericanradio.com or on Facebook at Armed American Radio. Kerry Ken, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the broadcast. Hey, last week we surpassed 100,000 names on the Support Second Amendment petition. 100,000 on this show. That's kind of cool when you consider that you've got all the great talk stars on Salem. You know, you got the Mike Gallagher and Bennett and Hewitt and Medved and Prager. Okay, and then you know we're here as well. And the Support Second Amendment petition cracks the 100,000 mark on the Armed American Radio broadcast. That's a beautiful thing.
Yes, it is.
Isn't that a beautiful thing, Sean?
That is a beautiful thing.
We need to get it to 110 now. We're working diligently on that. It's about 107 and change. We'll check the exact numbers here shortly, but please, won't you continue the momentum? 110,000. Let's try to do it during this show. Okay, let's try to get that. Let's do it. I mean, just put your name on. Your name is the petition, by the way. The hard copy list of names is being printed and hand-delivered to Congress in April. I'll be there. Many of the other Salem talk stars will be there. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association sponsor will be there. It's going to be a big, what do you call it, a big to-do?
Yes.
A shindig,
Matter of fact, I'm trying
you'll
to make plans. Yeah,
you'll be there. Shonto will be there. So we're going to have some fun with this thing, but we need your help. Head over to supportsecondamendment.com. Put your name on the list. We'll keep you updated, as we did last week, as to how far we're progressing. Welcome back to the program. David Kodria.
Mark Walters.
Pleasure. An intimate conversation with David Kodria. Let's get started right away. The State of the Union. Had a lot of memes running through there, didn't we, David? I know you like that word.
Actually, you know, it's a word that's kind of entered into the lexicon. It's an older word, but people have started using it for internet themes and things like that. Only just really recently, you know, within the last few years, it started to really take off. It's almost become passé to say it now. But one of the things that Obama kept repeating was, they deserve a vote, they deserve a vote.
Right.
And Gun Owners of America, you know, our friend Larry Pratt,
right,
did something that was absolutely appropriate, and he put up an alert that said, we also deserve to vote, Mr. Obama, but we didn't get it from Harry Reid. And he was talking about the fact that veterans deserve to vote on whether they could receive due process from a court of law before having their constitutional gun rights taken away.
That's right.
But Chuck Schumer threatened to filibuster it so that it didn't happen. And also, they deserve...
Wait, who did that?
Chuck Schumer.
What party is he?
Oh, yes, Democrat Chuck Schumer.
Thank you very much. Let's call these out when we get them, okay? He's a Democrat, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Democrat Party. No more... I can't say that word. No more tiddlywinks.
And again, Larry Pratt says gun owners deserve to vote on Senator John Thune's reciprocity legislation, allowing concealed carry holders to carry their firearms from one state into another. But Democratic leader Harry Reid made sure each controversial bill coming before the Senate was filled with the maximum number of allowable amendments, so Thune's amendment couldn't be offered.
All right, let's go to another meme that we see running through here on a regular basis. Common sense reform. Well, let's back up a second. Gun violence, reducing gun violence. Obama wants to reduce gun violence. Yet in his State of the Union address, he didn't talk about the number one, and that's criminal. That's gangbanging. It never came up. So I put it up and I rewrote it. Because he left it out. He must have forgot that. So did the speechwriters. Somehow that slipped by the editors there, David.
Well, if we're talking about so-called assault weapons, when the government buys that they're personal defense weapons with mm-hmm. personal defense capacity magazines. But, you know, if we're talking about something like that, you know, Mark, they're going to use the words to fit their agenda. Okay, that's what they do. I just... You know, saw another example. It was Dianne Feinstein's assault weapons ban, right? And AP writes it up, and this is a true Orwellian war is peace, freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength moment, because their headline was, gun ban would protect more than 2,200 firearms.
Okay. I saw that, and that's actually going to be a subject in the roundtable. Hold on. You believe that? That's like saying gasoline didn't hit $5.50 a gallon, so we have extra money in our pocket to go on vacation.
Oh, remember, yeah. They did do that.
They're idiots, and they're liars, and this needs to be called out. Let's go to common sense reforms. common sense reforms. There are background checks stopped that Connecticut shooter, didn't it, from purchasing a gun? Didn't it work, David?
That was such a common sense move when it worked like that, when it went so well.
They just don't want to talk about it. But we're talking about reducing gun violence, yet he doesn't address criminals in the State of the Union address. He leaves that out, and that's where gun violence is coming from. Because taking away my AR-15 is going to reduce what? I'll let you figure that out. Was I wrong in calling the voters stupid, uninformed, uneducated, illegal, and Obama phone voters? Was I wrong for that? Isn't that who they're trying to reach because they're uninformed?
Yeah, and I would have to say that the stupid is not so much a measure of intelligence as much a measure of it is stupid to allow yourself to be fed the pablum from the legitimate media and to not investigate things on your own and to just do knee-jerk reaction to buzzwords.
All right, chiefs. Let's go to police chiefs. I noticed he didn't say sheriffs, did he? No, he said police chiefs. Because, you see, sheriffs are elected by the people. And sheriffs and sheriff organizations across the country are refusing to enforce his proposed gun bans. Yet police chiefs are appointed by mayors and city councils and other Democrat hacks, aren't they, David?
Ken James, the police chief of Emeryville, California, and what he said on that California, basically uttering the terms of surrender to California gun owners. They're going to make everything illegal there. And this is the guy that said that the idea of a gun as a defensive weapon is a myth.
Right.
Okay, he says a gun is not a defensive weapon. A gun is an offensive weapon used to intimidate and show power.
By who? His officers?
Exactly. That's what he's saying. He explained that police officers don't carry weapons to defend themselves, but to do their job in what he calls a safe and effective manner.
Is he a Democrat?
You know what? It doesn't say what he is, but I mean, you know, he is a police chief in California.
Yeah. He's appointed by a bunch of Democrat hacks.
And the Police Chief Association Firearms Committee Chairman.
Right. Yeah. There you go.
Is. Okay. So. So he's politically connected, and he's what our friend Stuart Rhodes would call an oath breaker.
Certainly not an oath keeper. By the way, I want to go to the Webster's definition of the word stupid. Webster's dictionary. Webster's dictionary definition of the word stupid. Stupid. S-T-U-P-I-D. Stupid. Adjective. Slow of mind. B. Given to unintelligent decisions or acts, acting in an unintelligent or careless manner. C. Lacking intelligence or reason. David, this is just a word that defines someone who acts as defined by Webster's. It shouldn't be offensive. It just is what it is, right? Right?
Yeah. And I have to say, you know, these people that are just knee-jerk citizen disarmament supporters, and you see them all the time entering truly stupid comments, particularly under some of my articles when I get the trolls showing up and things like that. And it's never on topic. It's always ad hominem. It's always just bringing up something that's absolutely unrelated to the subject at hand. And, yeah, they're not only stupid, they're obnoxious.
Yeah, that's a pretty bad combination.
And
certainly doesn't make for good good dinner discussion with someone.
Well,
what you have, Mark, is they're
also ignorant, and they come into a conversation, they're presuming to teach, and in reality, they're not even qualified to be in the classroom.
You better believe that. It was perfect timing. We'll leave that on the break. When we come back, we'll pick some more apart about this, because I want to ask you about Hydea Pendleton. Terrible tragedy. Innocent girl shot down by gangbangers. He forgot to tell you that. He left that out. More when we come back here on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters. SupportSecondAmendment.com. Go sign it. Put your name on it. Don't be a chump.
Okay, now we're going to talk about how you can get prepared to defend yourself and your family in a worst-case scenario. All of you know I'm a huge fan of Rob Pincus and his work with the Personal Defense Network. Well, the Personal Defense Network has assembled a series of revolutionary handgun training videos designed to make you more efficient with a defensive firearm in the context of a dynamic critical incident. This training course, which is only $39.95, offers more than 3 solid hours of powerful, practical, and proven techniques that will increase your speed and efficiency. Some of the topics covered include things like the balance between speed and precision, one-handed and weak-handed reloads, and of course, shooting around a corner. So to get a copy of this one-of-a-kind training course and to help support Armed American Radio, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com. Once you order, you'll get the 3-DVD training course for only $39.95 plus shipping and handling. This is a great deal. Check it out. Again, go to armedamericandvdoffer.com and get your copy today.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The Ruger 10/22 Takedown, a new take on the legendary Ruger 10/22. With all of the features and functionality of America's favorite rimfire rifle, the Ruger 10/22 Takedown easily separates for convenient storage and transportation. Reassembly is simple and returns the rifle to zero, ensuring precision shot after shot. Packed in a backpack-style bag included with the rifle, the Ruger 10/22 Takedown makes it easy to keep America's favorite rimfire by your side.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection-molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
You're listening to Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Here again, Mark Walters.
The Holster Studios is right. Gotta love that. I panicked today. I couldn't find one of my Crossbreed holsters. And I contacted Crossbreed, and it's on the way. I think I might have left it in a hotel somewhere. Glad it wasn't in a hotel in New York. Somebody might have panicked, and the fire department would have been called. Oh. First responders would have been sent out.
That's fine.
The U.S. military would have shown up. Schools in a 5-mile radius would have been put on lockdown, and the hotel would have been evacuated.
And Mayor Bloomberg would have called.
Mayor Bloomberg would have been called. He would have showed up with his minions and punks and thugs. They would have analyzed it and realized, yes, That's an assault holster for an evil Glock. Idiots. Idiots. David Kodria, welcome back. How you doing?
Alan Corwin's going to be mad at you. You said first responder, and you weren't referring to us.
I wasn't responding to others. I know. In every interview I've done over the last month and a half, 2 months, I have made that point very clear that first responders are us, those of us on the scene, not law enforcement. So you have to get out of that habit. Hey, David, let's go quickly to Hydea Pendleton, the terrible tragedy, 15-year-old girl, beautiful girl, shot and killed by, what are they saying, gangbangers, suspected gangbangers in Chicago. Obama left that out during his State of the Union address. She deserves a vote on restricting the rights of law-abiding citizens because she was killed by gangbangers. Her family was there. Are they willfully being exploited? Do they know they're being exploited? David, I have to ask this question. Do they know they're being exploited?
I don't believe they do, Mark. I think that these are people who are processing their own loss and their own grief in terms of the context of what their worldview is. And their worldview is being part of the Chicago political machine, which is limited in scope. It's very provincial, and it's very Democrat, and it's very Obama. Look, there was another one just recently, Janae McFarland. She's an 18-year-old, and she was shot to death in North Chicago just hours after her sister sat near Barack Obama when he went and spoke in Chicago. And here's the thing. Chicago is Obama's hometown. Chicago is the gun control capital of the country. Chicago is where the gun control is the worst. The Sun-Times said that in 2012 they experienced a shooting every 3.5 hours.
They can't shake that.
But here's the thing. Every time this happens, they come after us, or Reverend Michael Flager of St. Sabina Church will do a march to a gun shop that isn't even in Chicago to try to blame them, and they will never march to the homes of the gangbangers and the drug dealers and the people who they know are the ones that are actually responsible, because those people are dangerous. They're not going to put up with that nonsense.
Giffords. Let's go to Gabby Giffords. Does she? Come on, Gabby Giffords, an elected representative, Democrat. Does she know she's being exploited? She has to.
She may know it. You know, I don't know, Mark. You see these people turning around, and people process it differently. Look, you and I both know Susanna Gracia Hupp,
right?
And she processed her loss and her tragedy in a totally different manner, and did not. Well, your friend Nikki Gosar as well. Okay. Mm-hmm. I guess it depends on what your preconceptions are, and this will help push you in a direction. I don't know that I would agree that Gabby Giffords knows she's being exploited. I would say that I believe she certainly is. Again, we have to look at what her true agenda was, you know, before the tragedy, because, again, we had supposedly pro-gun Democrats like Kirsten Gillibrand in New York. Okay, but until it became convenient for her to show her true colors, she was coming off like she was a pro-gun, NRA-rated member of Congress. When it came time to go for the Senate, she could chuck all that aside and become one of the leading gun grabbers in the Senate. So I don't know that Gabby Giffords would have, you know, continually throughout her career always been pro-gun, or if people do things that are expedient and necessary to get elected to appeal to a certain amount of the base and then go on from there. So I can't sit here and say that she knows she's being exploited, although I think it's obvious that, in fact, she is. And whether her husband is a career collectivist or not, I don't know. I haven't looked into it.
Look, this guy's no dummy. This guy flies spaceships.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's no dummy. This guy's brilliant.
Well, another guy, though, who flew spaceships and was brilliant was John Glenn.
Well, there you go.
Gun control, facility named after him down at Ohio State University in Columbia.
I guess what I'm asking, when I point that out, I guess there's different. I don't know. I'm saying that you know, this is a very intelligent person. Gabby Gifford's a very intelligent person. These people have got to be able to see what's being done in their name. I don't know. Because on the essence of time, I want to read a comment to you, David. This came into the Armed American Radio website at armedamericanradio.com, and I love them. There are thousands of them up there. And here was, this came in from Buck Lee. Here's a quote that needs to be brought often and loudly. By the way, Jackson was a Democrat, he points out. Take a listen to this. The very purpose of a Bill of Rights was to withdraw certain subjects from the vicissitudes of political controversy, to place them beyond the reach of majorities and officials, and to establish them as legal principles to be applied by the courts. One's right to life, liberty, and property, to free speech, a free press, freedom of worship and assembly, and other fundamental rights may not be submitted to vote. They depend on the outcome of no elections. Justice Robert H. Jackson, West Virginia Board of Education versus Barnett, 1943. A very different breed of Democrat back then. David, as you well know, the Southern Democrat that we knew when you and I were kids growing up, they're gone. But that's a beautiful soliloquy, isn't it?
Yeah, and, well, look, John F. Kennedy, an NRA Life member, was killed by Lee Harvey Oswald, a member of the ACLU, okay? Yeah. Hubert Humphrey, right, the iconic Mr. Liberal back in the early and mid-60s, again, a person who understood the fundamental purpose behind the Second Amendment, including a last resort insurrectionary purpose to it, as Kennedy understood as well.
Yeah, it was mentioned by Rob Pincus last week on a radio program that we did together in Brooklyn.
Where those both came from, as a matter of fact, is the magazine that I write from, for Guns Magazine. And they, one of the things they do on their website is they put up issues from 50 years ago. They've got them as PDF files, and they put them up. So it's really fun to read these old 50-year-old magazines. But that was the magazine where both Kennedy and Hubert Humphrey made their statements. They used to have a section called Know Your Lawmakers, and they would get the various, you know, representatives to share their insights on the Second Amendment.
David, we appreciate you joining us in this conversation with you in the first hour of the broadcast today. You're going to be back for the roundtable in
toto.
And you've got some news for us, some stuff you want to cover with us, and we're certainly going to give you the time to do that. We're also going to discuss the summary of select firearm violence prevention strategies from the Deputy Director of the National Institute of Justice. That's right, Obama's own agency there. Going to be interesting. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. What a great name for a radio show. I'm Mark Walters. Remember this, please. Carry on, carry often, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting father would ever be caught outside his cave without his club to protect his little cave ones. Back after this.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now, baby.
Walmart.
We go. The horse knows the way to carry.
All the fix-ins for Thanksgiving, like Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Checkout lane with Nestle Carnation Baking Kits and Libby's Pumpkin Pie Filling.
Wherever the pumpkin pie.
Walmart has everything you need to be ready for a great Thanksgiving meal, backed by our ad match guarantee. Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Trinity.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5496.